In her seventh novel, Glorious, Brooklyn-based writer Bernice McFadden takes up the life of a Southern black woman who becomes, for a brief moment, a central figure in the Harlem Renaissance. Alan Chews has our review.
Easter Bartlett is Georgia-born. In her formative years, in the early 20th century, she discovers, amidst her life of rural poverty and violence, a love of reading and writing. She also witnesses some of the worst of racist culture in the South. She sees her sister violated and her father unable to raise his head in protest. She sees a lynching, and by the time she's an adolescent, attracted to both women and men, she finds herself traveling with a hoochie-coochie dancer from a carnival named Rain. Her reading leads to work as a schoolteacher, but Easter becomes pregnant by one of her students, and with a little help from friends, flees north to Harlem. There she takes a day job in a beauty salon and seriously begins her vocation as a writer. Her life, echoing some aspects of the lives of Zora Neale Hurston and Nella Larsen, blossoms in amazing and painful fashion, just as the cultural movement we know as the Harlem Renaissance comes into bloom. McFadden tells Easter's story with zest and affection, as when she first falls under dancer Rain's magnetic spell, or when she first sees Harlem, where the air, McFadden writes, is sticky sweet and peppered with perfume, sweat, sex, curry, salt, meat, sautéed chicken livers, and fresh-baked breads. The streets teem with automobiles, streetcars, and horse-drawn wagons. On the street corners, young boys cry, "Extra, extra, read all about it!" Now and then McFadden, usually quite straightforward in her language, embraces clichés, and in the final chapters she allows her plot to escape her loving hold on it. But despite all that, extra, extra, you'll want to read all about Easter.
The novel is Glorious by Bernice McFadden. Our review is from Alan Chews, who teaches writing at George Mason University.
This is NPR News.